In this question number one on DNA structure and semi-conservative replication, let's pay attention to the statement of the question. Note the cytosine on the left that is attached to the guanine on the right, and it is possible to see that hydrogen bonds occur between atoms of one nitrogenous base with those of the other, forming a bound pair. These hydrogen bonds are represented by dashed lines. Remember that carbon atoms are represented by the color gray, those of nitrogen with the color blue, those of oxygen with the color red, and those of hydrogen with the color white. And there are four alternatives. Analyze the four alternatives and try to figure out which one correctly explains what you can see in the picture.